To Canada now, where Pope Francis has delivered an apology to First Nations survivors, families and communities from the neglect and physical and sexual abuse suffered by children at residential schools run by the Catholic Church. The schools were set up, in the words of one member of the Canadian Parliament in 1883, to separate children from their families and I quote, civilise them. Over 150,000 Indigenous children were stolen and placed in the facilities from the 19th century until the 1970s. An unknown number died and were buried in unmarked graves. Speaking at a residential school, Pope Francis took responsibility for the church's cooperation with the catastrophic assimilation policy.
Me encuentro entre ustedes.
I am here because the first step of this penitential pilgrimage among you is that of again asking forgiveness. I tell you once with all my heart that I am deeply sorry. I ask for pardon for the ways in which, regrettably, many Christians supported the colonizing mentality of the powers that oppressed the Indigenous peoples. Projects of cultural destruction and forced assimilation promoted by the governments of that time, which culminated in the system of residential schools. What our Christian faith tells us is that this was a disastrous error, incompatible with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I humbly beg forgiveness for the evil committed by so many Christians against the Indigenous peoples.
Dr. Crystal Gail Fraser is a Gwich'in woman and an assistant professor in the Faculty of Native Studies at the University of Alberta. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You've studied the history of Indian residential schools. What is your reaction to this apology delivered by Pope Francis?
Well, I think the apology is a very historic and significant event and moment in Canada. You know, we can't forget the broader context, though. Although this trip and apology is being widely celebrated, it is because of the now thousands of unmarked graves at sites of former Indian residential schools and the fact that we're having these conversations in the context of genocide now. I think that the event at Musquechies this morning was extremely well done by the Cree community. We saw language and culture and lifestyle. But I think the apology itself from Pope Francis definitely fell short, and there will be more of these, you know, critical, harder conversations to come over the course of the week.
Do you think the church is really acknowledging the depth of the pain and the damage these schools cause to First Nations people? Will this apology heal some of that enormous pain?
Perhaps it will heal some. You know, I'm an intergenerational residential school survivor, and so my mother and my grandmother were institutionalized at Catholic residential schools. And for sure, there is a lot of sentiment in Canada that, you know, a meaningful and genuine apology will be helpful in the path to reconciliation. But additionally, what has been talked about over these past several months, particularly since the April 1st apology that we heard from Vatican City, is that there also needs to be an action plan really accompanying this apology. And so what actions are the Catholic Church willing to undertake in order to make this, you know, not a simple photo opportunity or hollow words?
This is a very personal apology for you. Your mother and grandmother were sent to these schools. Can you tell us what they experienced growing up?
Yeah, for sure. My grandmother was at Immaculate Conception Indian Residential School in the 1940s in Iqaluit, Northwest Territories. And I mean, this was an institution run by Oblates. It was quite oppressive. A lot of stories of violence and trauma and physical and sexual assault. In fact, when I first undertook my PhD research on this Iqaluit institution, one of the first archival records I had found was an entry by the missionaries about how much lumber they would have to harvest that year in order to meet the coffin quota. So definitely a lot of tragedy and hardship. My mother was at a residential school in Inuvik, Grolier Hall, one of the most notorious in the country for sexual assault, and one of the last to close in 1996. And I mean, certainly every institution over time, you know, they were coast to coast to coast, and so they were all different. But for sure, you know, the loss of language, being taken from your parents and your community and your homelands, you know, without consent, attendance was in most places mandatory and enforced under the Indian Act. This was all very traumatic, and it really led to a lot of intergenerational trauma and colonial violence that we're still facing here in Canada today.
Pope Francis is also in Canada because of the shocking discovery last year of unmarked graves in the grounds of some of these schools. I think it's the remains of 1,000 children so far that have been found, but we don't know just how many children died. What's happening on that issue now?
Yeah, for sure. And so that number has well surpassed 1,000. And various announcements have been made over the past year, you know, with Indigenous communities and governments, you know, sharing their research and their findings. And that work is ongoing. There has been funding made available by provincial and federal governments, as well as the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation. But I mean, not every Indigenous community in Canada is ready to do that kind of work yet, even though these stories and experiences have been in our communities for a long time. It's kind of a different story, you know, to set up the ground penetrating radar and to actually, you know, see images of voids in the ground that could potentially be graves. So I think that communities are doing this work on their own time, according to resources that are available to them. There needs to be an immense amount of wellness and mental health support while undertaking that hard work.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for your interest.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.